At the Campbell County Clerk's Office in Jacksboro, there's a room full of cardboard boxes, rows and rows of them. Buried in one, in a dingy Ziploc bag, is the .22 Beretta that changed Gary Seal's life.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay. You probably can't get it out of the bag, can you?
No.
In the light of day, it's surprising how insignificant it looks.
Small.
Yes. Very.
One of the bullets that traveled through the barrel of that tiny .22 Beretta 11 years ago still lives in Gary Seal's body. But the pain lives on in places even a bullet can't reach.
It's made a different person out of me forever and forever.
It was close to 2 o'clock on an ordinary Tuesday afternoon in November 2005 when Gary Seal was shot. He was principal of Campbell County High School then. He was making his usual rounds in the parking lot when he received a call to come to the office of Assistant Principal Jim Pierce. But he wasn't alarmed. No warning bells went off. He had no idea he was walking into a dangerous situation.
I'd go to Mr. Pierce's office. No one stops me. No one says anything to me. Nothing.
No one said anything about a gun either. When Gary got to Pierce's office, there were three people waiting for him. Pierce, Assistant Principal Ken Bruce, and a troubled 14-year-old freshman named Kenny Bartley Jr.
So I opened the door, walk in front of Kenny, and sat down right beside him. And I said, "What's up, Kenny? What have you done now?" And Mr. Pierce, behind his desk, looked at Kenny, and he said, "We need what's in your pocket."
That's when Kenny Bartley pulled out that small .22 Beretta and started firing.
I mean, this is spontaneous. I mean, it's like you being in a car wreck. Everything, bam, bam. You don't know how it happened, when it happened, why it happened. It just happened.
Gary saw Ken Bruce slide down the wall, the color in his face changing from green to gray. Within hours, Bruce was dead. Gary and Jim Pierce were both seriously wounded. The entire scene played out in about 2 minutes. Years later, Gary still has a scar that runs the length of his torso.
They split me wide open, and every day you take a shower, every day you clean or change clothes, you always got that remembrance, and it's something that lives with you.
Gary Seal spends a lot of time going over that day in his head, wrestling with the smallest of details.
It happens every day. Every day you think about it. If you don't watch it, it'll possess you. Minute by minute, hour by hour. What should I have done? What could I have done? Why did it happen? And you just remember details and details and details.
Details and regrets. For instance, he wishes there was something more he could have done for Ken Bruce.
Watching him die and seeing him die, and how he died. Now, I just, wished that we could have saved his life.
More than a decade has passed, but Gary Seal still can't find peace. He struggles with the way his credibility was questioned during the trial, his story second-guessed. His body is damaged, his mind can't rest, and his closest relationships have suffered.
And it just destroyed me emotionally. Mentally, you destroys you. And the way my two sons look at me, they look at me completely as a different person now than what I was before. My wife, it's just not a good close relationship like we've had before.
The events of that day are hard to talk about, but sometimes that's the only way Gary can find relief.
Talking about it helps you, just realize it. Someone cares.
Sometimes he thinks about that small gun, and he's amazed at the damage it's done.
The way it changes people. The way a gun in a person's life can change a person forever within, what you'd say, seconds, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Lives can be destroyed within that short period of time, forever and ever.
Gary was removed from his position as principal in 2008. He's retired now, but not happily. He misses teaching. He misses being a high school principal. Sometimes it's like the rest of the world has moved on, but not Gary Seal. He's stuck in that office on that day with that small gun pointed at him. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.